We're joined now by Corbin Westerkamp and Lincoln Vandermolen of the Pella Christian baseball team after they have qualified for the state tournament for the first time in their high school careers and getting the Eagles back to state for the first time in 29 years. Corbin, we'll start with you. What's the feeling like after a game like that?
Holy moly. I don't even know. Like, there's so many emotions running through my brain right now. Like, I'm exhausted because we just played like a 3-hour marathon ball game, and I'm excited, and like, I wanted to cry at one point. So everything's running through my head. I'm just so thankful for this team.
Lincoln, what are your thoughts too as that final ground ball is hit there and you get the final out recorded?
Yeah, that was just awesome. Shout out to Corbin. He pitched a heck of a game for, what was it, 7 2/3. I had to come in and finish it off, but most of the... Yeah, I don't even know what to say right now.
it's kind of one of those things. It's an unreal feeling. It's such an exciting time to be able to get to compete at the state tournament. And as seniors, too, for your final games to be played at the state tournament in Carroll, what's that feeling like?
It's one of the game balls.
Okay. Yeah, I honestly don't know. We're just going to go and do it, knowing that if we can beat Van Meter, we can beat anybody. We're going to stay humble and hungry. I said that last game, and it paid off. If we just keep playing how we did, this was a dogfight. Yeah, we just keep... We'll win if we keep playing like this.
What was the question?
So... you know, you get to play your final games in Carroll here at the state tournament, Lincoln. You know, what's that feeling like? Just knowing that you're getting to end not only your basketball season on the state tournament stage, but you also get to end your senior season of baseball on the state tournament stage as well.
Yeah, it's just awesome. It's very rewarding because of all the hours we put in over the off season with coaches helping fix different little things, tweaking little things, and making our swings better. And, yeah, just great. And I'm ready to play again. Let's go.
We are ready for you guys to play again. Corbin, before we send you off on your way to Carroll, we got to talk about the performance you had tonight. 7 2/3 innings of no-hit baseball. You just had them off balance all night long. Nothing really, even really hard hit against you. What did you have working so well on the bump, and what as a team were you guys doing so well that allowed you to just constantly keep putting up zeros after zeros after zeros in both the runs and hit column?
Honestly, it was just my fastball. I only threw a couple curveballs. I wasn't really on. But each inning, I threw like 5 curveballs in a row because I'm like, coach is going to call it. Coach is going to call this because it was top of the order, and I had to like show him something new. Never called the curveball. So honestly, I just located my fastball better than I had this entire season. The ump had a good zone for me. Very rewarding with the strike calls. But yeah, the Simon's catch in left field was probably the play that saved us. I thought that was a home run, and I was up on the mound just like about to cry myself, but he caught that. And then, who else? Someone else had an amazing play, but I don't remember it. I'm just so overwhelmed right now.
I think it might be yourself that had the phenomenal play because it was right before Simon. he comes to the realization here on live radio that it was him. Ball hits off of his heel. He comes back, fires the first, gets the out, stays in the game to continue pitching there. To be able to make a play like that obviously takes a lot of concentration. What's going through your mind after getting hit with a liner in the foot?
Yeah, I was like, well, ow, that hurt. But then I saw the ball was like popped up, so I'm like, oh, I got to grab it. And then I don't know how I grabbed it. I thought it was going to bounce out of my hand, but palmed it and then threw it over there. I honestly thought I was going to boot it past him, but got the out, and I'm just like, hey, I live another day.
Bet you do. And Lincoln, you go through some adversity as well in your time on the mound. You got a couple of, you know, that the ninth inning, things get a little bit hairy there. They got a leadoff double, and then they followed it up with another double to tie the game, and then they end up with bases loaded and one out, and you just continued to stick with it. What in that moment gave you the confidence to know that you could get out of that situation and keep your guys' season alive?
All the pitches I've been throwing in bullpens and stuff like that, and I've and throughout the year thrown a lot of games, and so I know that I have the ability to do it. It's just whether I just have to go out there and actually do it. So I was just trying to fill up the zone, and most of the time if you do that, good things will happen, and that's kind of how I got out of it.
Absolutely. Now, guys, I know this is probably a question I haven't asked yet this season, but, you know, you go to the state tournament. I know, Corbin, you kind of talked about this. You've beaten the big dogs in Van Meter. You feel like you can beat anyone going up there. How do you make sure that the mentality does it kind of morph into a we beat Van Meter, we will beat everyone, and it stays we can beat everyone if we play our best baseball? And that's the question for both of you guys here to wrap up our time here on the at Ankeny High School following an exciting 2-1 10th inning victory over Ankeny.
Yeah, that's a good question. Obviously, we have to go into the state tournament being confident because we just did beat Van Meter, but we can't let that confidence get to our head. We know how we can play and we know how we can perform, so we just have to rely on that and know that we can trust our abilities. But I said this before and I'll say it again. We just got to stay humble and hungry. Come into each game, looking for it to be a close one. Last game, coach told us, treat it like a 1-0 ball game. It's still 1-0, and we won that. So if we just go into this with a good mentality, I think that that'll do us good.
Yeah, I think we got to keep our confidence high, obviously, but knowing that we can do it. But we can't become arrogant out on the field and, yeah, let that get to our heads. And we'll get back to work at practice, see who we play, and prepare for them next.
Absolutely, boys. Congratulations on qualifying for the state tournament and getting the Eagles back there after a long 29 years. I know that that seems crazy, but again, congratulations. Best of luck. Looking forward to getting to cover you up there in Carroll.